For prayer this morning, I'm going to read the conference verses, some of the conference verses. Psalm 116, I'm sharing 1 through 6, and Psalm 117. These are the verses we've been focusing on as we prepare for the conference. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cord of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. And then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples, for great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Whether we think we need God, and for those who think they do not need God, we all need to praise the Lord. We as believers are reminded to praise the Lord in the midst of our suffering and of our blessings. Our hearts fill with love when we give thanks, and I believe God's heart fills with love when we thank him. I am thankful that we get to praise the Lord together here at Wellspring Church on this property, on this morning. When the world throws its worst at us, and that does happen, we need to be most mindful of the grace that God has given us in his Son, Jesus Christ. Hold on to that, as you may become unfairly criticized or wrongly blamed or talked about in a not so glowing way. As servants of God, we are to honor, respect, and care for one another. We are to do the best that we can to do what is righteous. The more we study Jesus' life, the more we know the righteous way we should walk. God is aware of our hearts, and we should consistently turn to him to learn how to act and how to speak. The more we study his word, the more we surround ourselves with other Christians, the more it becomes automatic because it's in our heart and it's in our minds. Being poorly treated should bring us back to or remind us of the poor treatment, the suffering of Jesus. Our suffering may not be to that extent, but when we are treated poorly, that is our reminder, look what Jesus went through for us. He experienced the suffering for all of us, and that suffering was so, so unjust. He had not sinned in any way, and he endured the punishment unjustly and never struck back. Jesus taught of the lesson of not retaliating as he placed himself into God's hands. When we have people we know who are suffering in one way or another, let our prayer be, may that person rest in God's hands. Jesus' natural response was to act with humility. Peter reminds the reader that Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the wooden cross. And our identification with Jesus on the cross changes our identification within the world. It makes a difference. You make a difference in this world. Boldness is a sign that you're close to Jesus. Peter was bold and firm in his loyalty to Jesus. And Jesus loved Peter immensely. Even when Peter lost his faith and sank into the water as he was walking to Jesus, and especially when Peter asked for forgiveness after denying Jesus three times, Peter boldly preached the resurrection of Christ with conviction. I'll be reading from 1 Peter 2, starting at verse 18. 1 Peter 2, starting at verse 18. Slaves, in reverent fear of God, submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if we receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you are called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. We need to be extending grace to others. Extending grace and forgiveness is not always easy, but it is what we need to do. Here are four steps and examples of extending grace. We need to be kind with our words. First, respond with grace with your words. Use words like please and thank you, and don't blame others. Second, we need to look for opportunities to share everyday kindness. Share the words of Jesus. Say good morning. Bring snacks to work. Ask the person if they need help with someone. Help clean up a mess that you didn't make. That is extending grace. Third, let it go. Forgiveness. So hard sometimes. Don't go to a third party about a situation unless it's all three of the people involved together. Forgive. Without the gift of forgiveness, we will be lost forever. And four, be there. Better yet, be there with a good attitude. Turn to Christ. Sometimes people just need people, and your presence is all that is needed to show that you care. Don't give in to temptations. Being judgmental when being treated unfairly is not the way to go. It seems temptation is everywhere, but you know what? God's grace is everywhere. Look for that. We have been called to live by righteousness, by the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Going back to Psalm 116, which I read in the beginning, our souls will rest in all that is found in God. God's grace is everywhere. Pause. When you are angry, anxious, exhausted, or feeling frantic, my dad, when I'm grumpy, will say, "Are you tired?" He always catches me when I'm tired. I tend to get grumpy. Boy, I wish I could catch it before he catches it and just change it a little bit. God has gifted each of us with the ability to live with grace under pressure. You have the ability to live with grace under pressure. Sometimes our hearts are beating, and we may be crying, and we don't know what to do or where to turn. Turn to God. He has given you the ability to cope with pressure. I heard a song on the way to church this morning, and it was something like, "When the world is falling apart, I'm mistaken, because it's just falling into place. My world seems like it's falling apart. I need to trust in God, and I need to know that it is falling into place. I will grow, I will learn, I will practice grace through the experiences that I go through in my life." Same for you. Every situation is a lesson. It's an opportunity to grow closer to Christ. A famous writer once wrote that grace under pressure is when a person is courageous and retains his sense of style and manner while not responding carelessly. Peter's words encourage us to behave as Jesus did. That's grace under pressure. Peter was known to be impulsive and self-assertive. He often spoke without thinking or fully understand what the message was that Jesus was teaching. But Jesus identified him as the rock upon which he will build his church because his faith was so strong. Matthew 5, verses 7 to 9 reads, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Each of you are a child of God." Each of you have the opportunity to see God. Look for God in all situations. And you will be shown mercy. That is a gift to each of you. You and I have the ability to retain godly thoughts and maintain a godly manner. God's grace gives you the strength needed to overcome any obstacle. Reflect on the example of Jesus Christ. Our learning never ends over our time here on earth. Reflect on the examples of Jesus Christ. Humble yourself and cast your anxiety and anger on him. God loves you and wants you to unload your burdens on him. Sometimes to pray it out loud or to write it down helps. But turn and dump those burdens on him. He wants you to do that. Nothing separates us from God's love. Romans 8:28. When troubles come, no matter how bad it might be, God's love is stronger. Let's talk about some of our worries. Do we worry about our children? What else do you worry about? Say it out loud. Finances. Family, the world. Kathy, say it again. Job security. Our health. Our friend's salvation. Why do we feel angry? Why do we gossip? Are we going to face war? When trouble comes, no matter how bad it might be, whose love is stronger? Jesus' love is stronger. Know that. Say that. Keep that message in your mind and in your heart. I'm going back to 1 Peter 2, starting at verse 22. He committed no sin and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. No, even as sheep going astray, we are to come into God's presence consistently. He will reach out to you and guide you back. Turn to him. Especially when those who are in charge are not acting as Christians should act. When leaders are harsh or ungrateful, we are the ones that need to turn to God and pray for that leader. Hold on to God's encouragement and know that the Lord has an ultimate commitment to justice. We are to be dead to sin, but alive to Jesus. Know that we will be healed and restored because of the suffering that Jesus went through. believers sometimes turn to leading a self-centered life. We need to turn to Jesus. Believers live lives in the service of God and others. That's where we want to be. Take some time this week to call someone, visit someone, do something nice, write a note, drop off groceries, live that life of service to others, and you will feel a difference in your life. Isaiah 53, verse 5b, by his wounds you have been healed. You have moved past that self-centered life. Praise the Lord that we are able to live as obedient servants to Christ. Our living relationship with Jesus will lead to healing from living a life of sin. What's in the past is in the past, and let it go. Peter was dedicated to the truth of God. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Approach God with confidence. Know that he is with you in your time of need. Others will be more likely to follow your lead when you show forgiveness and grace. And Peter reminds us that God can use anyone, absolutely anyone. It is commendable before God to do good when in moments of suffering. God so desires an ongoing relationship with all of us. And that is what I pray for each of you and your families and your community, that they create that relationship with God and have it be an ongoing relationship. Amen. Let us pray. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you that you are with us in all that we go through. And we thank you that you are in control of all things all over this world, and that nothing is too difficult for you. Help us to remember that pleasing you is of utmost importance to you. So we ask you to give each of us a heart that is thankful in all circumstances. May we pray without ceasing. May we carry on, even when there are circumstances that we don't understand, living a life that you would be proud of. As we praise you, regardless of our circumstances, please fill our hearts with truth, grace, hope, and love. In your precious name, amen.